So I got an email from, okay, that's it with the lost poems. I got an email from a friend of mine in December who told me that he had had a dream that he was supposed to give a reading or presentation and in front of a big audience of people, and right before he got up to do that, someone handed him a poem that was written by me, and he was supposed to read it, and he started reading it, and it was going along fine, and then about halfway through the page, it just started saying "the hung" over and over again, but like really dragged out, like "the hung." And he was like sweating and freaking out, but like the audience was getting really into it, and so I decided to try to write that poem. "The Hung." Life, friends, is embarrassing, even to say so, especially when everyone's drunk, attracts mothers like flypaper, and then their wings are stuck in the gunk of it, and we look the other way. It's sad, really, all of our burning faces in the poem and in life at the same time. To research just there how the rainwater pools and then dries back at the edges and then remains as a stain where the rain had been, then disappears completely. That I have been busy at all, jumping off the jargon at a no-name stop and tooling around, whiling away the whole afternoon. So its shape is the perfect egg memory takes, and then I'm ready, hung on meat hooks, hung by the thumbs, the silent, cavernous bell in its silent, cavernous tower. Chad Dean had a big dream in which I did a sonnet's worth of hanging. I hang, and then the hung overtake my clanging. I no longer evolve in this direction because they know not what disturbs them, and here I mean the hung. The hung, 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 and it was church from that point on. You must open the eyes of the palms. To open the eyes of the palms, you must grow in the eyes of the rain. To forget the geese of this, and then to remember, and they are also made of eyes. That I would out myself like that before a room of eyes. And what do they know of my debt? The hung, 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 the hung. This algorithm gains access to my spasm. Now the hung were in all caps, and the all caps sprung eyes. A wee pot of tea, I told myself, was all I needed. I said, sorry for the inconvenience when the eyes refused to be deleted. I misunderstood this wish to be hamstrung. But how can I challenge my assumptions if the dream is one not had by me and yet composed of things I'd said? And then I'm powerless in someone else's head. And what is my message? I recall the hunter from the Brothers Grimm who brought a deer heart but told the queen it was the girl's heart, and she gobbled his untruth with gusto. Literally, she fried it in a skillet with salt and pepper and relished every bite. To take back my speech, we must tease forth the nuance. The hung had a beat, I'm sure of it. And the beat was served to the audience, and they swallowed it whole. The method is moot, whatever the meaning. The message is seasoned, sautéed, and eaten. The poem is a muscle. The dream brings back to life. Thank you.